Moncrief on News Talk.
Next month, Dara Cronin will be embarking on a bit of a bike ride. He's starting in Rosslare and plans to cycle to Mount Everest. Dara, good afternoon to you.
Sean, what's the crack? Thanks for having me on.
So describe your route to us.
Yeah, so I'm actually starting in Blackrock Hurling Club, my home club here in Cork. And I'll be cycling over the weekend to Rosslare, where I'll then get a ferry to France and make my way across Europe in hopes of eventually making it to Mount Everest base camp.
Right. And so when you cross Europe, then what countries do you have to go through after Europe?
Yeah, so once I get to Turkey, I'm starting what should be the toughest section of the trip, where I'll go from Turkey into Iraq, then down the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, like I have Saudi Arabia, Dubai, the UAE, and then to the tip of Oman, where I'll try navigate my way across that ocean there to either Pakistan or India, and then from there make my way to Nepal and cycle as far as physically possible, which is up in the air at the minute how far I can really get. And then once the cycling is out the window, I'll put the bike up over my neck and hike it to Everest Base Camp.
Right.
As well as my two Hurleys as well, trying to show everybody in the world the best game in the world.
Okay, and why are you bringing the Hurleys?
Ah, because I'm from Blackrock, like I played for, probably a bit biased, but probably one of the best clubs in the country. And it's just been a huge part of my life forever. And I spent 7 months in Africa explaining the game of hurling to everyone and anyone I met. So instead of explaining it this time, I'm going to be having a puck with anybody and anyone who's willing to do it.
Okay, fair enough. And all those countries you're going to have to... Now, obviously, I imagine Europe isn't going to be much bother to you. But when you're going into Iraq and countries like that, do you have to apply in advance and, let them know that this randomer is going to turn up on a bicycle at the border kind of thing?
Yeah, so the logistics of a trip like this are definitely difficult. But Africa is definitely one of the hardest places in the world to cross. So I've got my fair share of experience in like navigating these sort of logistics. But the visas, there's nothing I can do from home here in Ireland. And it's all stuff I'll be able to manage on the road. But there's definitely going to be a few embassy visits and put on a nice outfit, suit and tie, and go in and plead my case to try to get into some of these countries, which might be rather difficult to get into.
Oh, right. So you're going to have to do it as you go kind of thing.
Yeah, there's nothing as of now I can do in terms of visas. And it was the same with Africa. I couldn't do anything from home. It was just figuring it out as you went and just going with the flow of things.
Yeah. Listeners will have noted that Dara's referred to Africa because this isn't his first time doing this kind of thing. He did cycle the length of Africa as well on a previous adventure. When you were in Africa and you were trying to go across the border, did anyone say just slip us a few bob and it'll all be grand?
Yeah, there was definitely some scenarios where I had to bribe a high political figure here and there. But there was some serious complications came with crossing the full length of Africa by land. I carried a bit of cash with me from home, and safe to say all that cash was gone by the time I crossed every border.
And going into Iraq anyway kind of leaps out at me. Is the part of Iraq you'll be going through, is it safe? Is it stable at the moment?
Yeah, it was the same with Africa. Like, there was countries I was told not to go to and countries I was warned about. But with Africa, the hospitality and stuff I received was out of this world. There's no real point where I was ever really afraid. There was a couple of hairy scenarios, and I'm sure it's going to be the same on this trip. With the likes of Iraq, it's these countries people are told not to go to, but I've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to get in contact with dozens of travellers who have navigated these parts of the world, and I've been told I have nothing to fear as long as I'm lucky I have the gift of the gab and I can talk my way out of anything, so I'm sure I'll be all right.
Yeah, and in terms of communicating with people, are you kind of relying on Google Translate and things like that?
Yeah, Google Translate, and when you're on the road, you pick up the odd words just for water or camping or just enough to get by. And it was the same in Africa, the logistical difficulties with the language barrier made things very difficult, but you're always able to navigate it. It's just with hand gestures and everything, and people see that you're tired and you're worn out on the bike, 99% of the time they're willing to help you out, so I'm not too worried about it in that sense.
And the bike you're using for this trip, is it the same bike you use for Africa, or did you get a new one?
No, it's the same bike, courtesy of the bike shed here in Cork. When I went around looking for a bike before Africa, everybody said I was stone mad and basically wouldn't sell me a bike. Whereas Killian now in the bike shed, he was all for it, and he's been looking after me a huge amount now, and we've got the bike fully refurbished now for the trip ahead. So hopefully it won't cause me any issues. And there's some serious history with that bike now. I'm delighted I've been able to carry on the legacy of the bike and take it on this next trip. Like,
absolutely. Because you mentioned you'll be camping as well. Is it the same tent you had in Africa, or did you get a new one of those?
No, thankfully. Well, I'm actually on the hunt now for one last business to help me with the camping gear side of things. But I will be buying a new tent because I had a poor enough tent worth £50 off Amazon. So I will not be taking that with me, as I'm facing a lot harsher weather, I think.
Yeah. Oh, is it going to be cold or really hot in some of these places?
Oh, it's going to be a mix of both now. Like, leaving in February, I'm definitely going to be dealing with some rough weather in Central Europe and all these mountain ranges I do have to cross. Like, I'm expecting the temperature to drop to, yeah, definitely below freezing. And then once I get to the areas like Iraq and Saudi Arabia and stuff, I'm going to be facing 40 degrees plus. Like,
whoa.
Which I dealt with in Africa, so I like to think I'll be well able, but there'll be no other way except forward. Like, so I'll have to get on with it either way.
Yeah. Now, you did the first time when you went to, when you had this adventure in Africa, you kind of just did it to do it. Though this year you were hoping to raise some money for Cork University Hospital.
Yeah. So Africa was completely a trip just for me. Like, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do in life. And thankfully, come the end of that trip, I found a bit of a calling, and it was incredible. Like, the support, nobody knew I was leaving for this Africa trip before. So, and then the support I received from Cork was absolutely incredible. Like, the people who got behind me, without a doubt, if I hadn't received some of the messages I received on those dark days in Africa from like half of Cork, there was no way I would have finished. So I knew I wanted to give back to the people who had my back and try to put a bit of good back into the world, like, and give back to the city I'm from. And I landed on the CUH charity. Like, the people who are working there are absolutely incredible. And the work they're doing, like, it affects all of Cork and all of Munster. Like, I'm sure you can name anyone, and everyone's had a dealing with this charity or with this children's ward. So I knew it was a great organisation to raise money for. So I'll be trying to raise, 30,000 euro through my Instagram, where the link is, and all the funds are going directly to the charity through the link on iDonate. So if there's anybody out there who's listening who's got a spare few bob, that's what the goal is here, is trying to help, like, local support and local. I'm going out doing this cycle, but it's for a brilliant cause. Like, so all the money raised is going to go to, absolutely worthy cause.
And after you've done this one, Dara, are you ruined now? Are you ever going to be off the bike? Would you not get a job as a plumber or an actuary, or, you know, settle down a bit?
A part of me now, as I'm prepping for this one and I'm lying there in bed at night, wishes I had just taken the easier route and chilled out after Africa, but that's not who I am, and that's not what I found out in Africa. Yeah, I feel like I was born to be doing these sort of endurance exercises and seeing the world. Like, but after this, I've got a couple of adventures up my sleeve, and I'm hoping to shy away from cycling after this one and go a bit, even a bit crazier for what I have coming in the next few years. But, like, and it's all going to be documented on my Instagram. The Instagram's not solely cycling. It's about chasing a dream and doing the thing everybody says you can't do, and, yeah, proving people that these things can be done and that the ordinary can do the extraordinary.
Dara, we wish you the very best of luck. Thanks for talking to us today. That was Dara Cronin there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.